understand it.
At each level of jhana, the panyas sees the danger, is it, of the factor that is then
of vitanka, because it always touch other objects by their nature or accumulation. So it must be so very skillful that that moment can experience object without vitanka. More skillful. It means that the panya and the smadhi and the other jitasika grows little by little until after the first jhana, then that can be the second jhana later. By developing moment with avitaka.
And among the jhana factors, there is sukha, but sukha is not a chitta-sika, so...
Is it?
Is it pasadi? Or... I don't know exactly.
See, we...
Vedana. Yeah. Vedana?
See?
Vedana, okay. Okay.
Words doesn't help at all, only understanding.
Pleasant. It's like... Somanasa. Okay, so when the sukha is gone on the fourth jhana, that means the pleasant feeling is not there anymore, only upekha, only the neutral feeling. Right?
Finish about taka, vitaka? It's finished? Oh.
Thinking, still thinking.
Okay.
Still you're about citta, vipaka citta arising, it's called upati.
Upati.
Yeah. The arising of vipaka citta and chittasika is the upati.
Upati.
Upati. And that's by kama. Kamapachaya,
mm-hmm.
while the rising of kusala and akusala is nipati.
The other chittas are different from the ten.
Including santirana.
Even the other
even.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The five pancha vinyanas that these ten are called upati, and the rest are nipati.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Just to be reminded the way they are, that only seeing can see right now. Jittas which follow cannot see because it performs its function like sampatichanna. Does not perform the function of seeing, but it performs the function of receiving. In order to see that no self at all, each moment.
What is the meaning of upati? The literal meaning?
Arising.
Just arising.
Because you see that each citta arises, but they are different. Not anyone like seeing, not any moment like hearing, see?
Special arising.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's upati, just to show us the difference between these ten. No one can escape from seeing, hearing because of conditions to see. So seeing is not thinking at all.
Not arising, but refers to all the other chittas which arise?
It's not the matter of words, but it's the way to see and to understand the difference between chittas. Yeah. Not enough word at all to explain.
Between them
to understand what Buddha had enlightened.
Okay.
So at moment of thinking, one knows what vitakka thinks, right? But no understanding of sampatichanna, santirana, votapana at all. That's why it's not necessary to talk about after seeing, then what? But after seeing, there is attachment or aversion. And there must be vitakka all about everything now. Vitakka of Vietnam, vitakka of lavender, fake. Or vitakka, see. So by understanding this, one knows what cittas do not have vitakka. You don't have to memorize at all. And for vijara, it follows, they go together all the time, like the helper.
For example, akusala citta. Those akusala, can we say if those akusala cittas that will not bring result later on, the small akusala also accumulates. If the akusala accumulates, because the some akusala are to that extent that they can condition vipaka later on, and some akusala cannot. And if this small akusala also accumulates,
as pakatupanisayapajjaya. That's why there is not only kammapajjaya, there's also pakatupanisayapajjaya too.
Isayapajjaya, natural, decisive support condition. So this is the widest or the broadest condition, the way that when we were talking the other day about accumulations, the way that attachment accumulates, ignorance accumulates moment to moment.
So still in the line of the jhana, the people who have a mastery on jhana, so they can have very clear experience of on the characteristic of the jhana factors, such as vitakka, vichara, and so on. So my question is it the sabhava, right? They have clear experience of the characteristic, which is called sabhava. But if they haven't heard about the Buddha's teaching, even though they have clear experience of the sabhava, they take that for self. They don't know that it's not self, right? Mm-hmm.
This is the difference between samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana.
But for them, it's easier to come to, if they can hear the Buddha's teaching.
What about other conditions, accumulation? Because many people here might have jhana before. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Yeah.
But what about now? Akusala all days, a little more bit of understanding.
What?
I think your question is that if people who have a good understanding at samatha level of the characteristic of dhammas, then hear the teaching, that it would be easier for them to have understanding of the not-self characteristic as well.
Actually, my underlying question is, when there's a clear understanding of the characteristic of reality, it helps to realize when you hear the teaching on anatta-ness or
long,
not.
Long time ago, uncountable life, you might have jhana, very skillful, but no understanding of reality right now. Like many lives of Buddha, and the others, not just only having the jhana, but also developing understanding of reality too. Otherwise, impossible to have right understanding of reality right now. Only being skillful in jhana.
Yes, it seems to me that like some people can have very clear understanding of different things that they experience, even not talking about the level of understanding that the Buddha taught, but like in just comparing people to people, some people have very refined understanding of different characteristics that they can describe, and others people seem to be very vague about what they experience. Is it the result of like past samatha?
What is samatha? What is samatha? See?
Calm and kusala.
Kusala, all kusala is kusala. Calm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Development of high level of samatha is no guarantee of having right view when the Dhamma is heard. Thinking of Devadatta, for example.
No, it's good. Could you mention Devadatta?
Also before Buddha, the teachers to Buddha, there was two of them. They also practiced something like a calm practices or meditation, I don't know. They also, but they didn't know about the realities.
No, it doesn't come automatically. It needs the Buddha to teach about realities. But it's good that John mentioned Devadatta's case, who has heard the Buddha's teaching, but still. So it depends on the accumulations, whether they have heard and considered a lot of realities, right?
There's no you, so Vitakka led you to think about jhana and Devadatta and so on. In order to understand Vitakka, it performs its function like this.
Okay, very good.
Each moment one can understand the function of Vitakka. Is it useful to know that it's Vitakka, not you, not I, not anyone at all, who thinks about this and that all the time? Otherwise, we heard about the term Vitakka and don't know where and when it is, of what object.
That, as we've discussed before, the conditions for understanding reality has to begin with the wise considering of realities and the understanding of what appears now. So if what appears now is attachment or seeing, that is the gotra, that is the appropriate object for understanding, not jhana. And so whether or not someone has ever attained jhana before or in this life or another lifetime, again, the appropriate condition is the hearing about dhammas as anatta. So however skillful they may seem in other areas like jhana or worldly knowledge or wisdom or anything else, it always comes back to the condition of hearing the teachings and understanding realities as anatta with detachment and no selection or idea of one object or anything being more desirable to accumulate in that sense.
So,
I think we can say that having prior attainment of jhanas in itself, if there's no considering of dhammas, is of any value to the path at all.
I think it's a very common idea among meditators and would-be meditators and ex-meditators that even that development of high level of concentration is a good condition, a good foundation for then having an understanding of dhammas. But as far as I know, there's nothing in that, in the Buddhist teaching, that actually suggests that. What we do find is that a lot of monks who attained enlightenment also had high development of samatha and jhana, but that's for other reasons than that one, I think.
And without right understanding, who knows whether it is kusala vitakka or akusala vitakka? We claim that it's kusala, but actually it's not. For example, concentration or samadhi. Wrong samadhi or right samadhi. Wrong vitakka or right vitakka. So it's a matter of understanding. Not just reading and take it for one's own thought about this is that, but actually it's not. Like the development of samatha, see, without understanding, can it be the development of samatha?
My own experience as ex-meditator, sitting a lot of people.
How long?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years.
Yes. And I get a lot of people take like strange or unusual experiences as being samadhi.
No understanding.
No understanding. Yeah.
What did you do?
I did many things.
Like what?
Rising, falling, watching the rising, falling.
I see.
And then
is it rising and falling in
just
object of samatha bhavana?
I didn't have any knowledge, I was just doing what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told to observe the rising and falling movement of the abdomen. Mm-hmm. And then when we see change,
one just want to do whatever one is told. That's
yes,
all.
Yes.
Lopa is there. It cannot be samatha.
It's a totally a lot of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. And what else besides that?
And then after that, I got another teacher who said, okay, no need to focus on one object, just being aware of whatever appears, like seeing or hearing.
And what is awareness at that time?
He didn't explain about that.
So, just the word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not awareness at all?
Oh, he did stress a lot of understanding.
Yes.
But he didn't stress on the unnaturalness of being aware that it arises by its own, and not we try to understand.
So, what did he say, samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana?
He said it was vipassana.
And what did you do?
Just going back and forth and just trying to be aware of what appears now.
So it's not awareness?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. But I did notice that sometimes something different happens. Not when I was trying to, so that's why I also concluded that when I was trying is not awareness.
And what is different?
Different that...
When you say that sometimes and something happened.
It knows very clearly and...
About what? Know what?
About what appears.
Like now?
Like now.
So no need to develop understanding at all?
No. I mean, now it's not there.
There must be conditions.
Yes.
So without conditions, it cannot be the development of understanding.
The conditions is to hear the Dhamma, the right Dhamma.
So what is the happening or the thing that you know clear at that time?
Well, I wouldn't say clear, but it was more, it was different from the normal way I was being aware. Like, it was clear that seeing just different from other moments. It was not I seeing, but it was not clear, but it was very different from other moments.
It can be object of doubt or no doubt at all.
I wouldn't call it what this or that, but what happens, I am sure was that what happens, but I would not call it, or I would not qualify it as panya or something.
So is it panya?
I would not call it like that.
If you don't call it,
nobody understood what happens.
Is it right understanding? That's why many people take it for right understanding and experience.
I think I rather, because whatever happens already, and now I still, like everyone else, just learning the right way and about reality to develop. So for me, I'm not really thinking about it or taking it for something. I think it's my standpoint. It doesn't really matter what was that.
But many people are satisfied by such experience, yeah.
Yes.
And they think that that's a result of their meditation.
Mm. Yes, I think it's very common. But otherwise, I would not come here to listen to you, because I see the value and the truthfulness of what you've been teaching, and that I had to learn and develop in many, many lives.
Who come to, I'm not talking about you, I'm the many people who come to listen to Ajahn and appreciate what she says a lot, but still go to follow their meditation practice, or still cling to what they think was their past special experience or past special understanding gained during their meditation. So I think this is why she asks further.
And those who go and listen and then go to meditation center, they say that after listen, they can understand what happened in meditation center. That's why they come to listen, to know what's that. See?
Actually clinging to their experiences.
They just want the explanation for their experience. So what should be clearer? The explanation or the direct experience?
Of course, the direct experience.
Yes, but they mistake. They think that they have clear experience, and then they need more explanation.
Kun Nopadon and I were, and also we talked about the word experience. But it seems like that's not, is that one moment, or is that many moments when you say experience?
This is a matter of words again, because we cannot find the word fit, the meaning of the teaching of reality at all. I don't know how to explain the characteristic of citta, whether it knows or it experiences, or it what? It does something, or what? Now, it sees as much as one can know that it sees, because there is seeing, and it's not I who see, but it's that reality which can see, and now it sees. This is as much as we can understand that, no matter you use the word know or experience or what?
Perception.
Perception or any word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any word that you can understand the characteristic of that which now sees. Because sometimes it sounds like knowledge, experience, but actually it's not that which now sees. It only sees. Because rupa, or the materiality like table and glass, cannot see. So now there is an element which arises and sees. That's all for that reality. For whatever is this moment, sees. So what word would you prefer?
Maybe perception, but it's difficult to know. Or yes.
And what is perception?
That moment that sees.
I see. And that moment which thinks, and that moment which knows. Perception.
Mm.
And the function of perception is?
I guess I think of perception more as sense reception more than thinking. But so I don't think so.
So it's not that.
That's not that.
Reality which, I don't know, experience yeah, or know or what.
Yeah. As a verb, Tom?
I think so. As a verb.
So you would say that citta perceives its object, that you would be your preferred expression.
Truthfully, I probably wouldn't use that word, but it,
because that's the context we're talking about,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What do you use? Experiences.
Mm-hmm. But I think perception as relating to the sense doors is the conventional. Is the conventional expression, but here we are talking about moment-to-moment function of consciousness. This function being to have an object, and so we use the word to experience an object.
Perception is also often used for sanya, remembrance. So then there may be confusion. Yeah.
And I've never really been able
to understand why perception is used for sanya.
In the translations.
I know. And it's always seemed like an odd translation to me. So the words are very
to
difficult.
To me too. Mm-hmm.
In our language, it's rendered as imagination. So it's even sanya.
Sanya or citta? And citta?
Citta is heart or mind. Because we have the same word. Chu talks about heart and mind. So it's that word. It's the same word in Chinese language. Tim is my name also. Citta.
Tam, sounds like Dhamma, Tam, in Thai language, yeah.